Hi there, everyone. Welcome to our Tongue Ren Chakra Balancing teleclass, our group healing and meditation. It's really a great opportunity to meet with all of you and meditate together and share healing energy. There's always a lot of power when we come together as a group. So I really appreciate the opportunity to work together to balance our chakras, come into a greater alignment, and meditate together. The format will be the same. We will start with a guided meditation through the chakras. And then I'm going to go slowly, and there'll be pauses in between the chakras so that we can sit and meditate and just kind of be in the energy. And then we'll do one or two healing sessions, the Tongue Ren Chakra Balancing, after our group meditation. So thanks again. You might want to find a comfortable place to sit. You can lay down, but the danger if you lay down is you may fall asleep. So that's up to you. This call is being recorded, so you'll get to listen to it throughout the month. Alrighty. So you can begin by bringing your attention to the top of the head, the crown chakra. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open. I am open to divine intervention. I am open to divine assistance. I am open to my guides that are always with me. I communicate with my guides as I go through my day. And it is my understanding that the guides are there wanting to help us, but not wanting to interfere with free will choice. So if we want assistance, we have to remember to ask. And I've been focusing a lot this week on remembering to ask for assistance. Ask for assistance with this teleclass, ask for assistance with my work, with personal issues I may be struggling with. And so let's affirm, I am open. I am open to divine intervention. I am open to divine assistance. I am open to new opportunities. I am open to guidance. I ask for assistance. I ask for new opportunities to come into my life. I ask for guidance. I experience divine intervention. I experience divine assistance. I experience divine guidance. And take a moment now. And first, let's just sit in that energy. Feel the top of your head opening. Be aware of how focusing in this way helps to open the top of your head, the crown chakra, giving you a greater feeling of connection to spirit. And if there's an area in your life where you would like assistance, take a moment and ask. Ask your guides for assistance, and then just sit in the energy. Moving to the third eye, located in the center of the forehead, the center for wisdom and clarity, clairvoyant sight, clear perception. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities for the day. I know my clear priorities for the month. Well, the day, the week, the month, and the year. And even if you're not sure what your clear priorities are, you can affirm this. And as you affirm it, clarity will arise. You can also ask your guides to help you. So we could simply ask the guides to help each of us know our clear priorities, to assist us in having a deeper awareness about what is truly important in our lives at this time. So I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. Throat chakra. I am fully expressive. I am fully expressive. I express myself fully and appropriately. I express myself fully and appropriately. And since the theme of this particular meditation is about asking for assistance, let's ask the guides to assist each one of us in learning to express ourselves more fully and more appropriately. Let's ask the guides to release any blockages in our throat chakra so that we can become fully expressive. And when you're learning to open the throat chakra, it can be a learning process where it opens and closes, or you, I guess what's important when you're working with the throat chakra is to be okay with mistakes and to know that we're all learning and we're all growing. And so you can let this be an experiment. I am fully expressive. I express myself fully and appropriately. Heart chakra. I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. The heart chakra is the center for love and compassion and joy, forgiveness and courage. So let yourself be filled with a feeling of courage now. I am filled with courage. My love propels me through my fears. My love and my devotion to service propel me through my fears. I am filled with courage, and I fill myself with courage every day. And we all have fears. We all have things that we're working on. The first day I did this teleclass last time, I didn't eat all day long. Today was much better. And the best way to kind of work out your fears is to move in the direction of your fears rather than pull away from them. So I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. And feel yourself growing stronger and stronger now. And moving. Well, let's sit with that for a moment. And moving to the solar plexus. I am filled with appreciation. I am filled with appreciation. I appreciate all that I have. And I'd like you to reflect on your day today and just take a moment to really appreciate your day today. You may want to just go back in your mind and think about your morning. You can think about the fact that you had food in your refrigerator and that you had a hot shower and that maybe you talked to a loved one. Perhaps you went for a walk and you had legs that were working. There's a lot to appreciate, and it's easy to get caught up in what isn't working right and to forget to appreciate the basics of our life. So I want to give you a moment now to just reflect on your day today and fill yourself with a really genuine sense of appreciation. And aside from the basics of my own day, which I already mentioned, I appreciate that my parents came out to visit me today and took me out to lunch. And, you know, my parents are older, and I guess I appreciate that I have parents who could take me out to lunch. And I appreciate that my computer assistant is here with me today so that I feel a little more comfortable doing the teleclass. And I appreciate that all of you are here on the line with me, and that we get to gather together and experience chakra balancing in this way. So we can all just fill ourselves with a feeling of appreciation and focus on how much we have, rather than focus on what we don't have. And it's an interesting experiment. So I am filled with appreciation. And I'll ask the guides to help each one of us to deepen our appreciation as we go through our lives, to really practice being in a state of appreciation more and more, to really have it be a state that we go through our day in, and really experiment with embodying a deeper feeling of appreciation. So I am filled with deep appreciation. I appreciate as I go through my day. Appreciation is a state I cultivate, much like I cultivate love or confidence or wisdom or courage. I cultivate a true attitude of gratitude, and I see how much appreciation I can bring to my day. I am filled with deep appreciation. Moving to the identity chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel, the center for balance, the center for wholeness, creativity, the balance of being receptive and directive, male and female energy balance. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open to give and I am open to receive. And I remember my meditation teacher saying that culturally we are taught it is better to give than to receive. But she emphasized, and I agree, that it's really best to give and receive in a balanced way, and to feel comfortable giving and to feel comfortable receiving, to have the balance of giving and receiving. So I am open to give and I am open to receive. I give and I receive with ease. I know when to give and I know when to receive. I know when to say yes and I know when to say no. I am equally comfortable with both. And let's break this down for a moment. And first, let's really open to receive. You can simply affirm to yourself, I am open to receive. I am open to receive. And really open to receive now. Open to receive light. Open to receive healing energy. Open to receive love. Open to receive abundance. Open to receive all that is meant for you so that there's nothing in you that is blocking. And that you are a clear vessel. I am open to receive. And at any point in your day, you can just pause and open to receive. I like to pause and open to receive the light. I am open to receive the light. I am open to receive the light. And whenever you need a boost, you can open to receive the light of spirit. And then once your tank is filled, you can open to give. You can open to give what you've come here to give. You can open to offering your full contribution and making the full contribution that you have come to make. I am open to give. I am open to give. I am open to give. I offer my full contribution. I offer my full contribution. And we can ask Spirit now to assist us in this balance of giving and receiving. We can ask Spirit to help us to be a better receiver, to ask Spirit to help us receive all that is meant for us. And we can also ask Spirit to help us offer our full contribution, to use us as vehicles for the divine, to use us so that we can contribute to others in the ways that we are meant to contribute. And so open to give now. Open to give what you've come to give. Open to offer your unique and special contribution. Whether it's a kind word or a smile or leading a teleclass or whatever it is that, or raising a child, or perhaps it's related to your work, whatever it is that you've come to offer, you can open to give that now. And then finding the full balance. I give and I receive with ease. I give with ease and I receive with ease. I know when to say yes and I know when to say no. I tune in to what is truly mine to give and what is truly mine to receive. And I give and I receive with ease now. and base chakra. I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. I attend to my mind by reading and writing, learning something new every day. I attend to my body through exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep at night. I attend to my emotional health by spending time with friends and by spending time by myself and spending time in nature. And I attend to my spiritual health through daily meditation, through chakra balancing, the use of affirmations, whatever I need to do to attend to my spirit. And sometimes we need to start small with these things. If our disciplines are feeling weak or we're feeling like we're not in a good rhythm. You know, I recently started something where I read for 5 minutes in the morning. I felt like I wasn't reading enough. And I just started reading for 5 minutes in the morning. And sometimes I actually read for 10 or 15 minutes once I get started. It's kind of an amazing thing. But it's been a really nice discipline to add to my morning, and I'm learning some really interesting things. I had a book I really wanted to read about self-publishing, which I'm in the process of doing. And I didn't seem to be able to do it at night. I would fall asleep. And so, anyway, it's just, you can just start small and, you know, 10 minutes of exercise in the morning and 10 minutes of some reading and maybe you write in your journal a little bit and then you meditate for another 10 minutes, or even 5, if that's what you've got. You can put on one of these recordings and listen to them for 10 minutes. You can start small and let your disciplines build from there. So if you feel overwhelmed by the fact of getting your disciplines started, I recommend starting small. And you'd be surprised what a little effort every day does for you. So I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. Take a moment now and feel this new alignment, this new balance. This new strength. Connect with the strength of your spirit now. Your spirit is strong. Your spirit is powerful. Feel the strength and the power that lies within you. Let's take a moment now and open to the light. Open to the celestial light coming down from the heavens. And the affirmation is, I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And so, sit in the strength of your own spirit and open to the light and to the spiritual support that is all around you. And remember to ask for assistance when you need it, that you do not need to do this alone, that you can ask for help. You can ask for help in keeping your emotions balanced. You can ask for help in your work. You can ask for help in bringing your full contribution out into the world. Remember to dialogue with spirit as you go through your day. Let's take a moment now and sit in the light of our own spirit, sit in the strength and the power of our own spirit, and sit in the light of spirit all around you. You're probably beginning to feel the light coming in now. And I'm going to have us be silent for about a minute or two and just sit in this energy and take in the light. If you're listening to the recording and you want to pause the recording, of course, you're welcome to. Okay. It's tempting to just stay in that energy, but I think I'll have us slowly bring our attention back. When you re-listen to the recording, you can always put it on pause and meditate for longer if you like. We're about to start the second half of our call, where we go into the Tongren chakra balancing. But I thought I might like to just tell a brief story first. Just to inspire all of us and deepen one of the themes that's already come up. I heard a really powerful story today, and it really affected me, and so I thought I'd share it with you while we're on the call together. I was listening to a talk by this woman named, I think her name is Gwyneth Roth. I'm not completely sure if that's her name, but I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway. She's a best-selling author, and she talks about food and emotional eating, and it's part of the health coaching program that I'm in. And I was listening to her online giving a talk, and she told a story how in 2008 she lost all of her money. She had invested with Bernie Madoff, and if you remember, he's the person who had a very big Ponzi scheme going. And she pretty much kind of broke down when she realized she had lost her life savings. I don't know how old she is, but I want to guess she's in her mid-60s. Was perhaps in her mid-60s when that happened. And she said her and her husband cried. But then her husband, you know, said they'd be okay. And, you know, I'm abbreviating the story, but she began to kind of put one foot in front of the next. And she said what really got her through those kind of that dark time was the decision to appreciate everything she had. She said since she kind of had just lost everything, you know, all of her money, she decided to just, and she didn't know if she'd be able to keep her house. She just decided to appreciate every day that she was still in her house and every day that she had food on the table. And she just went into this really deep state of appreciation and made it her practice. And it's the only way she could keep from going crazy, is what she said. And she just kept appreciating everything she had. And she said that it became really ironic because she had saved over $1 million. She was a millionaire. And when she had $1 million in the bank, she always felt she didn't have enough. She always had a feeling of poverty and of needing more. And that after she lost everything and started this really deep appreciation practice, and was when she, for the first time, started to actually feel like she was rich and that she was blessed and that she actually is glad that that experience happened to her. She is a best-selling author, so my guess is that they regrouped and she wrote another book. And, you know, I don't know what happened to them financially, but the story really moved me and was such a powerful reminder about appreciation. And, you know, we don't have to lose everything we have to appreciate what we have. The story was so powerful, and it was kind of enough for me to hear the story and remember, kind of remind myself to be in a deeper state of appreciation. And I've been aware as I went through my day how much I actually don't appreciate things, little things that I just miss or take for granted or am not experiencing as deeply as I could because I'm not focused on appreciation. Even seeing my parents today, I felt like I appreciated it more deeply after hearing her talk and making a decision to really focus on what I have rather than what I don't have. So I wanted to share that story as a little inspiration. One of the themes that we did in the opening meditation was appreciation, and it can be one of the themes you take with you if it inspires you and if it feels like something you also would like to work on cultivating a deeper sense of appreciation. So, with that as our inspiration, we'll begin the Tongren chakra balancing. I think I'm going to do two treatments for the group, but I'm not completely sure. I've been debating between one and two. So, you know, this is going to be a little bit of an evolving process. We'll see what feels right as we progress over the months. But I think I'm going to do two tonight. We'll see how we're doing for time. So, again, you can just continue to sit, meditate. And I'm going to start. I'm going to, again, be tapping very softly with my hammer here. And I'm starting at the top of the head. And as I tap on the Tongren doll, I'm releasing blockages in our crown, in our collective crown chakra, in all of our crown chakras. So, and I'll ask the guides to work with me here and ask that blockages be released so that more and more we can all actualize our full potential in everyday life and bring our best self forward more and more. And it's so great to have a group like this where we can really put aside some time to devote ourselves to our practice. It takes discipline and it takes practice to cultivate these qualities that we're working to cultivate. So it's just nice to come together as a group to work on this. So as I tap, the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positive expectancy. I expect the best. I am open and expanded. I expand my idea of what is possible. As I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. I am open and expanded. I expand my idea of what is possible. And when I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. And for some reason, it seems like a natural tendency to kind of want to focus on what could go wrong in a situation. And it'd be an interesting experiment to practice focusing on what could go right. I am open and expanded. I expand my idea of what is possible. As I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. And as I tap, as we tap with using Tongren, we are basically flooding each chakra with healing energy. Healing energy is now flooding your crown chakra, releasing any blockages that are held in your crown chakra so that your crown chakra can be open and expanded and you can feel a deep sense of connection to a force of life greater than yourself. And so the next affirmation that comes in is, I am open to a force of life greater than myself. I am open to a force of life greater than myself. So feel your connection to a force of life greater than yourself now. And I think what I'm going to do is go slowly through this and just do one Tongren chakra balancing for the group and kind of go slow and deep. I am open to a force of life greater than myself. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. Miracles happen every day. I experience miracles every day. I am open to the miraculous. Third eye. I see clearly and I understand. I see clearly and I understand. I understand. I understand. I understand the fears of others that make them behave in ways that perhaps are not ideal. I understand. Throat chakra. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with confidence. And connect now with the confidence of your spirit. Your spirit is confident. Your spirit is strong. Your spirit is powerful. Feel the confidence of your spirit. ask the confidence of your spirit to come forward now. And I'll ask the guides to be with us and help each one of us have a greater experience of our own confidence, a greater experience of the confidence that lies within us. It may happen while you're on the call. It may happen at some point during the week where you really get to experience the confidence that lies at the core of your being. My understanding is that there is a spark of divinity that lies within each one of us. There is a place of enlightenment that lies within each one of us. Your spirit, your best self, is already confident, already powerful, already wise. There is a place within you that is confident and strong. Invite the confidence of your spirit forward now and feel the confidence that lies within you. I am confident. I am confident that I can learn what I've come here to learn. I am confident that I can make the contribution that I came to make. I am confident that I never work alone. I am confident that powerful beings of light are all around me, working with me to help me manifest what I need. I am confident that I am part of a powerful team. I am confident that I never work alone. Feel your confidence growing. Feel the confidence of your spirit coming forward more and more now. I am filled with confidence. Heart chakra. I want to do I am filled with courage again. I am filled with courage. And it takes courage to walk through our lives. We have various fears, various unknowns that we all have to contend with. So I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. And I'm going to ask the guides to help strengthen all of our courage so that we have the courage to do what is ours to do, so that we have the courage to offer our full contribution, so that we have the courage to live our lives the way we desire. Of course, you always want to couple your courage with wisdom and wise decision making. I am filled with courage. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I radiate my light out into the world. I radiate my love out into the world. I am a radiant being of light and love. Solar plexus. I accept myself completely. I accept that I have strengths. I accept that I have weaknesses. I accept that I, like everyone else, am learning and growing. And we are all learning and we are all growing and no one is exempt. We all make mistakes every day, like it or not. And so the only way to peace is to accept this process and accept that we are learning and that we are growing and that everyone is learning and that everyone is growing and that we all make mistakes. There's just no way around it. The earth is a school. We have come to learn. We have come to grow. And so we can wrap ourselves in a blanket of acceptance and we can wrap others in a blanket of acceptance. No one's exempt. We're really all human and learning and growing and imperfect. And we're spirit and we're filled with divinity and we have great strength within us and great power and great wisdom. We're kind of walking both worlds. We're in our human form, learning to bring our best self forward. And then we have these places of brilliance where we are wise and compassionate and powerful and confident and strong. And so we're learning to embrace our humanness while we learn to bring our full potential forward more and more every day. And you know, if we just get 1% better every day over a lifetime, that's quite an achievement. So baby steps. And we can start with accepting ourselves and accepting this process we're all involved in and that no one is exempt from. Identity chakra. I am infinitely creative. I am creative and I am expressive. I am a fountain of creativity. I am a fountain of creative ideas. I am creative and I am expressive. And open now to greater creativity. Open to creative ideas. Open to creative expression. Allow the creativity of the universe to flow through you now. You can be a creative problem solver. You can be creative in the way you dress or the way you cook or the way you write or in how you design your life or how you parent your children. There's room for creativity all throughout the day. I am infinitely creative. And base chakra. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am infinite. I am vast. And I am safe. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am vast. I am infinite. And I am safe. And feel the vastness of your spirit now. Feel that part of you that is bigger than your body. Connect with the infinite nature of your spirit now. And know that you are always safe. The body can be injured, but the spirit cannot. I am spirit, therefore I am safe. And kidney one. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. And let's go back into the affirmation. I am spirit. I am infinite. I am vast. I am eternal. And I am safe. and connect with your spirit now. Feel the vastness of your spirit. Feel the expansive nature of your spirit. Feel the purity of your spirit and the power that lies within you. You are a powerful being of light, and you've come to make a powerful contribution. Connect now with the power of your spirit. Feel the power that lies within you. At the same time, open to the powerful beings of light that are all around you. See yourself as part of a powerful team. You are powerful, and you are part of a powerful team. You never work alone. And part of your power is your ability to connect now with this force of life that is greater than yourself. I am powerful, and I am part of a powerful team. I never work alone. I never parent alone. I never go to my job alone. Even as you walk down the street, you can affirm, I am powerful, and powerful beings of light are all around me. I am powerful, and powerful beings of light are all around me. And again, continue to connect with the power of your spirit. Be aware of the powerful guides that are all around you. And now you can open to the celestial light that's pouring down from the heavens. And open to receive this celestial light now. And I'm going to ask the light to bring each one of you whatever healing it is that you need today, whether it's a physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, mental healing. And let's all open to this celestial light now and allow the light to bring you, to bring each one of us, the healing that is needed tonight. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am a powerful being of light. I am part of a powerful team. And I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And let's sit in that light for a moment now. And I'm asking the guides to be with each one of us now, and asking the guides to bring all of us, each one of us, the healing that we need today. So continue to open to the light, feel the light. There's a lot of light pouring through. Let this light bring you the healing that you need. If you need more wisdom, the light will bring you wisdom. If you need more confidence, the light will bring you confidence. If you need more strength, the light will bring you strength. You don't need to know what you need. The light knows what you need. I am a powerful being of light. I am surrounded by powerful guides, and I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I'd like to take a moment and imagine the earth now in front of us. And I'd like for us collectively to send light to the earth so that the light we've generated here will contribute not only to our own healing, which is very important, but to the healing of the planet as well. And so we can join together now to send light to the planet and to ask that anyone who is in need of the light receive the light this evening. Anyone who is suffering, may they receive a healing from the light. May the light help to elevate all of our consciousness and our awareness and help to elevate the consciousness and awareness of the planet, so that we come to live in on a planet that has a more elevated consciousness. May those who are asleep wake up. May the light be a healing force for ourselves, for others, and for the planet. And you can open to the light once again for yourself, for everyone on the call, and for everyone on the planet. And may the light elevate our awareness and elevate our consciousness and help us to have courage and strength and help each one of us bring our best self forward more and more and offer the full contribution that we've come to make, whatever that may be. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And anytime you need a boost, you can call in the light. Anytime you're feeling afraid, you can remember that you are a powerful being of light, surrounded by a powerful team, that you never work alone, and that you have access to the celestial light at any time. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am a being of light, and I open to the light. I am a being of light, and I offer my full contribution in all that I think, in all that I say, in all that I do. And as we come to the end of our call, we're going to run a couple minutes over, but as we come near the end, I'm reminded of a phrase that goes through my head a lot, which is that the world needs your light. Offer your full contribution. The world needs your light. Offer your full contribution. And let's just sit in this light and this energy now. And let it elevate our consciousness, raise our awareness, and release any limitations, anything that's holding us back, so that we can more and more bring forward our best selves. And again, remember, it can be helpful to think about improving even just 1% a day, just a little bit every day. We're human and we're learning and we're growing and we're learning to bring our best self forward more and more. And so we can shoot for small improvements every day, and over a course of a lifetime, that will really add up. So again, let's just sit in this light. And I think we're going to go just a few minutes over. So hopefully, you know, if you need to go, you can go. But if you can stay on the line, that would be great too. And so you can gently bring your attention back. Of course, you may want to continue meditating as we, after the call. I have no idea how we did two sessions last time. Definitely, I think the way to go is to do an opening meditation and then one healing session for the group. I really feel a powerful force of light, so I hope you feel it too, and I hope that you feel strengthened and empowered, and that we've all been reminded that we can open to this celestial light at any time. So I wish you a wonderful month ahead. If you're in the area, we meet every Monday night from 7 to 8:30, and it's a great way to stay in the energy. We all need ways that we can remind ourselves of who we want to be and how we want to be in the world. So it can be really helpful to have others to meditate with. So we have a group that meets every Monday and every Thursday. Thursday we have a meditation class. And and I always like to thank Tom Tam, the founder of Tongren, and Ellen Tad, the author of Wisdom of the Chakras, my two teachers. And I guess with that, I wish you a wonderful month. We'll meet again next month. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. All right. Thanks so much for being on the call. Thanks for sharing your energy. It definitely pulls in a powerful force, and I look forward to meeting with you next month. Oh, one last thing. If you have friends who you think would benefit from this call, feel free to guide them to the teleclass page and have them sign up. It's the more the merrier, and I look forward to our growing online community. All right, have a great month, and we'll see you soon.